There are two kinds of novelist. Those who plan meticulously and those who have a rough idea where they're going and hit the keyboard. I fall into the latter group. My thought processes can be a bit haphazard. I'll be jogging along, tapping out a detailed description of Oldham Edge and thinking up a fictitious name for it, when suddenly I'll remember I forgot to buy toothpaste at the supermarket. By the time I've whipped round to the local shop and back again, I've forgotten what I was doing in the first place. Now that might sound like a good argument for detailed planning, but because it can happen at any time, even when I'm planning, it isn't. I also find that when I plan too closely, I get so involved with it that I don't realise one strand is leading me off the main track and along a branch line to nowhere. So I don't plan. I know where to start, I know where I'm going, I know the general plot, all of the characters, and I let them take me where they will. But aside from these bits and pieces, there are key elements to any novel that I need to know in advance. Take my current project. Its working title is The Secret of Coldhurst Court. It's all about a brooding old manor house in the middle of the moors. The place is chock full of ghosts and spooky goings-on, and as the title suggests, it holds a secret. Unlike Voices, which is an adult supernatural thriller, this is planned as a multimedia project aimed at a general audience aged 15 upwards. And when it's ready, about a year or so from now, I'll give first refusal to Greg McQueen over at Big Bad Media. Tempted yet? Don't want to wait a year or more to learn the secret of Coldhurst Court? Do you want to know what it is now? Well, you're not the only one. This thing is so secret, even I don't know what it is, which makes life a bit awkward. I'm open to suggestions, but keep them clean, decent, and physically possible. Remember, this is a family show.